is an Auburn Network production. Auburn High Basketball is on.
96.3 W. Lee.
Presented by
the Orthopedic Clinic, Russell Building Supply, and Gooch Performing Arts Center.
Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Mountain High Outfitters, Gutter Pro, and University Ace Hardware.
Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Auburn High School Basketball, Jacob Goins.
We are live inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium on the campus of Auburn High School in Auburn, Alabama. And for the first time in 2026, it's the Tigers and the Dogs. That's right, it's Auburn and Opelika, this time on the hardwood. Hello, Tiger fans. I'm Jacob Goins. We've got a great night of basketball for you here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Varsity girls up first. The varsity boys are to follow. And, man, after a quick trip to Smith Station on Tuesday night, it is good to be back home. We plan on this place to be packed out on this Friday evening between Auburn and Opelika. When these two teams get together, you don't need a whole lot more motivation. But there's a lot up for grabs here tonight in the girls and the boys game. We're going to tell you all about it here on the Auburn High Sports Network. We'll have a quick countdown to tip off for you. Starting lineups and opening tip between Auburn and Opelika, all here on 96.3 W. Lee. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama, a steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
We are counting down the minutes between Auburn and Opelika in the varsity girls game here on the Auburn High Sports Network. And we told you, when it comes to Auburn Opelika, chances are if you're listening right now, you're not new to this rivalry. And it doesn't need a whole lot more juice. But what we do have are some stats and some numbers and some facts. Auburn High School 14-3 overall this season are the varsity girls under head coach Courtney Pritchett. Also 2-0 in area play thanks to a win over Central on this floor week ago and a nice win over Smith Station on the road on Tuesday. Opelika, on the other hand, their story has been basically the opposite. 8-15 overall this season, 1-1 in area play. They beat Smith Station as well, but dropped a tough one to the Central Red Devils. And for Opelika, it's a young, raw team. Only 3 seniors on the roster. Auburn only has 5, so you have kind of some similarities there in terms of teams that don't return a ton from a year ago, but have a lot of potential in 25 and 26. Opelika last year winless in area play, so they're already off to a better start than they were a year ago. But here's the thing. Auburn carries a long win streak over the Opelika Bulldogs in varsity girls basketball. How about 11 games in a row? That's right. Auburn has beat Opelika in varsity girls basketball 11 times in a row. Last win for Opelika was February of 2021. So they would love nothing more in front of a big crowd, a road crowd here for Opelika inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. They would love nothing more than to come in here and take down head coach Courtney Pritchett and the Auburn High Tigers. It is Auburn and Opelika, Tigers and Dogs, for the first time in 2026. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have starting lineups and opening tip between Auburn and Opelika. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W. Lee.
The Gooch Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee. Now, the starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank.
Time now for the Auburn Bank starting lineups. They're brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. We'll start with the visiting Opelika Lady Bulldogs. Wearing number one, she is Lyric Mitchell. Wearing number three is Claire Barber, a name we know from a year ago, one of the three seniors on that starting five and on that roster for Opelika. So again, number one, Lyric Mitchell. Number three is Claire Barber. Wearing number five is Zion Fears, a player we know from a year ago. Wearing number 12 is Sanaya Bolger. And wearing number 22 is Kennedy Caldwell. So again, Mitchell, Barber, Fears, Bolger, and Caldwell, the starting five for the visiting Opelika Lady Bulldogs. And the starting lineups brought to you by Auburn Bank. Again, champions of view and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball for your Auburn High School Lady Tigers. Starting at guard, wearing number 0 is Caden Carr. Starting at point guard, wearing number 2 is Anavia Nelms. Starting at guard and slash forward is number 11, Hannah Shepard. Starting at shooting guard, wearing number 20, the Stephen F. Austin signee is Praley Winfrey. And starting down low, in place of Isabella Paul tonight, wearing number 5, the 8th grader, is Jalen White. So again, Caden Carr, Anavia Nelms, Jalen White, Hannah Shepard, and Praley Winfrey. Those are your starting five for the Auburn High Lady Tigers. Brought to you by Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. We're about ready to go between Auburn and Opelika, and getting you ready for tip-off between the Tigers and the Dogs.
It's game time on 96.3 W Lee. The first half of AHS basketball is presented by Russell Building Supply.
Oh, boy, it doesn't get better than this on a Friday night in Auburn, Alabama. Tigers and Dogs, Auburn and Opelika. It's the Dogs on the road inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Dogs will have black on top, black on bottom. Opelika written in white script across the chest and red numbers on front and back. Tigers in the home whites top to bottom. And also with the blue tiger paw on the front, blue numbers on front and back. We were told this gym holds just over 1,000 here at Auburn High School, and they sold nearly 700 tickets before today, before this morning. So that didn't count what people bought today, didn't count what people are going to buy at the door as well. We got a bunch of them. We're ready to go between Auburn and Opelika in the varsity girls game. Tigers moving left to right on your radio dial. Hannah Shepard wins the tip for Auburn, and we're underway on this Friday evening. Tigers throw it away on their first possession. It was Caden Carr trying to feed it down low for Hannah Shepard. Here come the Bulldogs. They've got numbers. They cherry pick and blow the layup. Auburn is Auburn is saved right there. Here come the Tigers now. Anavia Neff, she hesitates, kicks to the corner. Now low for Caden Carr, into the lane for Hannah Shepherd. And the two-foot floater is good from Hannah Shepherd, and the Tigers are on the board first. 2-0 Auburn, 30 seconds into the ballgame. Right to left go the Bulldogs. They throw it away. Shepherd, the freshman, up the right sideline, gets to the three-point line and tries to feed it down low and threw it away. Lots of turnovers early. Opelika nearly turns it over, and now they do. And it falls into the hands of the eighth grader, Jalen White. Braylee Winfrey will toss a rainbow pass to Anavia Nelves in the corner. She dribble drives, gets to the lane. Layup no good. Putback is there for Anavia Nelves. Tigers lead 4-0, 60 seconds into the ballgame. And then Opelika throws it away again. Auburn's got the full court press. Wild shot. Not that time. There's Caden Carr. Gets it to go. 6-0 Auburn. Timeout Opelika. 6:52 to play. Just a minute 08 into the ballgame. It is a 30-second timeout, so we'll leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. What a start for Auburn. Several turnovers for the Tigers. Opelika has not been able to convert. Several turnovers for Opelika, and the Tigers were able to convert. And so 6-0 is Auburn's lead early in the varsity girls game. Want to let you know the first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Russell DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. We know one thing about this Tigers team. Well, we know two things, really. They're going to press, and they're going to run. And that's what Auburn does. And when they force a turnover, they are going to try and convert it as quickly as possible. That is the Courtney Pritchett MO, and they have done so far in a 6-0 lead for your Auburn High Lady Tigers. Opelika gets it down low in transition, has a layup blocked, and here comes Auburn left to right. First half court set for the Tigers. Braylee Winfrey off the right-hand side. She gets to the lane, and a 6-foot floater is good from Braylee Winfrey. Four different Tigers have scored. It's 8-0, a minute and a half in. Right to left go the Dogs. They throw it away. Caden Carr by herself. Right-hand layup is pure. 4 points for Caden Carr. She's got 4 of the 10 for Auburn. It's a 10-zip lead with 6:10 counting down in the opening frame. Opelika breaks the press, open three, left it short in the far corner, and Jalen White, who gets the start for Isabella Paul tonight, pulls down the rebound and then travels. Tigers still have all 5 starters in the game, and again, if you're just now joining us, Isabella Paul, normally the starting 5 for Auburn, unable to be with us here tonight. So Jalen White gets the start in her place. That's an 8th grader. And Opelika takes a long corner three off the inbound, off the side of the backboard. Here comes Auburn. Caden Carr ahead for Nouns. Power dribble, kicks it down low. Jalen White is the trail man. Can't get the layup to go. Hannah Shepherd blows the putback, blows another putback. Tigers fighting for the rebound. Comes out to an Opelika Bulldog. Hey, you don't see Hannah Shepherd miss shots from inside the would-be SEC logo very often. They're trying to bring it up the floor is Claire Barber, and Caden Carr picks her pocket. 5:30 to play. First quarter, Auburn leads Opelika 10-0 in the varsity girls game. Left to right we go. Auburn in white on top and bottom. Opelika in black on top and bottom. Anavia Nelms has it at the point. She's guarded heavily by Kennedy Caldwell. Now the switch, and it is Bolger. It's Caden Carr at the top. Kicks to Nelms. Right wing three. It's open. Not good, though. And Jalen White fights for the board. Power dribble. Lost it. Up and good. All 5 starters have scored for Auburn High in the first 3 minutes of the game. And then Braylee Winfrey steals it away from Sanaya Bolger. Braylee Winfrey's got 2 buckets as well. And Auburn has opened up a 14-0 lead here in the first quarter. And Winfrey steals it again. Jumps the pass. Left-hand layup is good. It's getting ugly early. Auburn has a 16-0 lead. 4:46 to play in the opening quarter. Timeout on the floor. Opelika will take one with them. Timeouts here on the Auburn High Sports Network. We're back at 30 seconds on 96.3 W Lee.
Hunting season is here, and Winter Timber Outdoors has everything you need to make it your best one yet. With legendary shotguns and rifles from Benelli, Beretta, Rite, CZ, Winchester, Browning, Ruger, Savage, Fierce, Christensen, and Bergara. Load up on dove and duck shells from Migra, Rogue, Apex, Rio, and Heavy Shots. Plus, shop a full lineup of duck decoys and accessories from Heyday, Higdon, and Dive Bomb. Don't miss out. Come see us today at Winter Timber Outdoors in Auburn, across from the mall and right next to Walmart Neighborhood Market.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee.
think if you were head coach Courtney French that you could draw up a better start for the Auburn High Tigers against your rival Opelika? How about a 16-0 lead with 4:35 to play? And then Opelika, as soon as they get it into the half court, they throw it out of bounds. Left to right, go your Auburn High Tigers. Caden Carr will bring it across the timeline. That is, all five starters still on the floor. Caden Carr back cut for Brantley Winfrey, just off her fingertips and lost it on the word Tigers on the baseline. Again, Caden Carr, Brantley Winfrey, and Avia Nelms, your three guards on the floor. Hannah Shepherd will play the four, and Jalen White, wearing number five, is the five. Opelika in just their second offensive half-court set of this first quarter. Bounce pass here on the near side. Ball's on the left-hand wing. Guarded by Anavia Nelms. They'll work it around the rainbow. That's Claire Barber. Now back on the left-hand wing. Bounce pass in the near corner. Opelika doing a lot of passing and dribbling. And then they'll toss it to the hands of head coach Courtney Pritchett. Approaching double-digit turnovers already for Opelika in this first quarter. 4:03 to play. Auburn's up 16-0. Tigers looking for just their third half-court set. Backdoor cut. There's Brantley Winfrey, the signature move. The off-ball screen, the seal on the side, and here comes Brantley Winfrey, who now has eight in this first quarter. Opelika dumps it down low, and then a reach-in foul on Caden Carr on the entry pass. And it will be a platoon swap for head coach Courtney Pritchett. Five starters out, five reserves are in. Sophie Arrington is in. Reagan Small is in. Kaylee Levitt's in. Jada Williams is in. And Morgan Allen is also in as well. So five in, five outs for head coach Courtney Pritchett. Auburn leads 18-0, 3:43 in the opening quarter. Baseline left for Opelika, trying to find somewhere to go just on the left-hand side of the word Auburn. They get it into the lane. Floater up and too strong. Morgan Allen fights for the board. Kicks out to the corner. Sophie Arrington chases it down and lets it go because it's off of Opelika. Sophie Arrington will dribble across the blue and white gymnasium. About 75% full already here in the varsity girls game. We'll have standing room only on both baselines up top. And I'm sure standing room only underneath the baskets as well. Reagan Small dribble baseline and dribbled it off her knee out of bounds. 18-0 Auburn, 3:18 to play first quarter in the varsity girls game. Appreciate you being with us here on the Auburn High Sports Network. As soon as we get an opportunity, we will take a station identification. Opelika still looking for his first points on the evening as Kaylee Dowdell, who's in the game for the first time, could not connect on a three. Auburn going to slow it down with the reserves in the game. Under three to play first quarter. 18-0 is the Tigers' lead. Kick to the left-hand wing. Jada Williams tries to get baseline and steps on the baseline out of bounds. Trading turnovers here in this first quarter, but Auburn still has an 18-0 lead. Tigers 14-3 on the season, 2-0 in area play. Opelika 8-15, 1-1 in area play. Finds a cutter going through the middle, takes a wild 6-foot floater high off the backboard and no good. And Jada Williams is able to clear. She dribbles with the right hand to the right-hand corner. Reagan Small dumps it down low for Morgan Allen. Kicks to the corner. Beautiful ball movement. Sophie Arrington cashes in the far corner. It's raining threes inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. 21-0 Auburn with 2:20 to play against Opelika. Oh, my goodness. That was the best offensive set the Tigers have ran in a week. Opelika with the basketball right to left as we look at it. Kick in the near corner. It is Kaylee Levitt who forces a turnover into the hands of Jada Williams. Now she gets stuck on the sideline, poked out of bounds by Opelika's Kaylee Dowdell. What a beautiful offensive set down here to our right. Went from the right-hand corner to the top to the inside, dribble baseline, kick to the corner, and Sophie Arrington knocked it down with confidence. Beautiful offense for head coach Courtney Pritchett's Auburn High Tigers. Levitt now, left low block, throws up a tough shot, won't fall. Rebound fought for Morgan Allen. Kaylee Levitt throws it off an Opa like a bulldog, but she was stepping on the baseline when she did so. 1:47 to play, first quarter. It is 21-0 Auburn. A three-touchdown lead for your Auburn High varsity girls. In a basketball game, yes, near carry and stolen. Here comes Sophie Arrington. Tigers have numbers, not anymore. Opelika gets back. Now they toss to Jada Williams underneath and lost it on the backdoor cut. Just got a little fast right there, and it's Sophie Arrington and Jada Williams. Love the idea, though. They were able to get behind the defense of Opelika in transition. Just got to be able to convert that with a little prettier pass and come up with it if you're Jada as well. Opelika in the half court to our left. Ball's on the right-hand side of the floor. They'll work it around the rainbow. Now on the left free throw line extended. Bounce pass to the corner. Open shooter. First bucket of the game. Not there. And Jada Williams pulls down the board. Auburn 21, Opelika nothing. We approach 60 seconds in the first quarter. Kaylee Levitt, spin move, turnaround jumper is good. She's been watching Hannah Shepherd play a little bit as Kaylee Levitt gets on the board for the Tigers, and it's a 23-0 lead under a minute to play. Long three can't be banked in. Here comes Reagan Small. Pulls down the board, looks to run, gets to the lane, throws it off the backboard, hits the ground, no call. Put back was no good. Auburn fights for the basketball. Underneath the basket, possession arrow goes to the Dogs. 43.9 in this first quarter, and it's 23-0 Auburn over Opelika in the varsity girls game. It has been all Tigers. Hasn't been pretty. Have been a lot of turnovers, but Auburn just able to cash in and convert, and Opelika is starting to heave up desperate threes in the first quarter. 35 seconds to play. Opelika in the half court to our left. Have it at the top, guarded by Reagan Small. They'll dump it down low on the left-hand block. Puts the ball on the floor. Tough shot from 8 feet. It's an air ball. And Claire Barber is there to get the rebound, get the put back, and an and-one opportunity. Opelika scores their first bucket with 26 seconds to play in the first quarter. Left in the first quarter is when Opelika hit their first bucket. And it was on an offensive rebound, so you got to give them credit on it, no doubt, by Claire Barber, one of the smallest girls on the floor. And she's able to convert on the end one play. So one of the five starters for Opelika finally on the board. Auburn leads by 20 with 20 seconds to play in the first quarter. Left to right on your radio dial. They'll throw it inside to Kaylee Levitt. Kicks back out to the corner. It's Reagan Small. She wants a three. Not that time. Rebound pulled down by the Dogs. Traveled underneath. Didn't get called. And here comes Opelika. They can hold for the final shot. Into the corner with five. Pump fake with Thor. Now with three, they'll let it fly. Rebound no good. Fouls underneath, no call. Tigers pull down the rebound. And the first quarter comes to a quick end. 23-3. Auburn leads Opelika in the varsity girls game through 8 minutes. We'll have the second eight coming up for you right after this. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W Lee. This is the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W Lee. Go Tigers!
Through just 8 minutes of play, Auburn High School, the varsity girls lead Opelika 23-3. That's right. I didn't say it incorrectly. 23-3 is Auburn's lead through the first 8 minutes of the varsity girls game. We'll tell you more about it coming up in just a moment, but let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Auburn High Sports Network.
96.3 W Lee, WGZZ HD2, Waverly, and W242 AX, Auburn, Opelika.
96.3 W Lee.
23-3 is Auburn High's lead over Opelika. Varsity girls game up first. We'll have the boys coming up in just a little bit. Auburn tries to run the backdoor flex cut from Brantley Winfrey as the starters are back in the game. They throw it away, and it is Opelika basketball. Appreciate you being with us on the Auburn High Sports Network. My name is Jacob Goins, and we're going to have a fun Friday night inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. However you're tuned in, whether it's 96.3 on your radio dial, 963WLEE.com, or the Radio Alabama app, I appreciate all of you being here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Opelika made a few passes, then they make it to the wrong team. Here comes Caden Carr. Kicks to the near corner. Tigers working around. Winfrey to the lane. Pull up from eight is gone. That is automatic for 20, man. That's why she's going to play at Stephen F. Austin this time next year. Is 20 in white, one of the five seniors on this Auburn High varsity girls team. 25-3, Auburn leads as we're a minute in to the second quarter. Bulldogs Cannot get one to go in the lane. Braylee Winfrey was ahead, had a pass at her knees, picks it up off her knees, and throws a wild shot up and gets it to fall. That is not supposed to happen, ladies and gentlemen. She had almost no control of that basketball, got up a shot anyway, and was able to get it to fall. And then Jalen White coming out to guard the corner. As the Tigers did not have numbers, she tips it out of bounds to get a stoppage, and Braylee Winfrey will have a seat. As Auburn to bring in a couple of subs. 29-3, 6:49 to play, first half. Auburn leads against Opelika in the varsity girls game. Opelika in the half court to our left. They'll back it out inside the Auburn high A. That's blue and white with a black circle around it. And a jumper in the lane, a little side jumper from Kimora Johnson is good. And Opelika has their second bucket of the game from their second different score. Caden Carr, salmon-colored shoes on the far side in front of the Opelika bench. Hannah Shepard wasn't ready for a bounce pass feed inside the lane, nearly lost it, and then turned it over. Tigers put a pressure on, throw it off of their own feet out of bounds. So to the Opelika basketball. Caden Carr just went to bounce pass feed Hannah Shepard, and again, 11 and White. Just don't think she was ready for it. Those two talking on the way down to the floor. To the other end of the floor right now. Like to see that. Just a miscommunication, whether it was a design play or not. Clearly something wasn't adding up, so see if they can get that rectified next time they come down this way. 6:19 to play, second quarter. Auburn leads 29-5 in the varsity girls game. Right to left on your radio dial. Go the Opelika Bulldogs, black on top, black on bottom, and they throw it in the backcourt. An unforced error. We saw some of those the other night for both teams, for Auburn and Smith Station in both games, a matter of fact. Just a lot of unforced turnovers. It's not doing yourself any favors, man. As we approach 6 to play in the second quarter, Auburn leads 29-5. Dribble baseline, that shot won't go. Hannah Shepard there to receive the offensive rebound. Jalen White fights for the offensive rebound. Claire Barber for Opelika knocks it out of bounds. This game's moving quickly. I don't think we've had any fouls yet. If my memory serves me correctly, entry pass, Anavia Nelms throws it up from 4 feet, rattles around the rim and out. Jalen White there for the board, and she gets paid. Jalen White is starting tonight and is having a good game so far. A couple of the rebounds, a couple of the buckets as well. She's got 4, and Auburn leads 31-5. Opelika trying to settle in the half-court offense. Ball was in the hand of Kennedy Caldwell. She'll hand it off behind the back dribble. Anavia Nelms stays right in front of Kimora Johnson. They'll hand it off. That's Caldwell. She'll rip a three, and it was blocked. Anavia Nelms comes out against the block. Hannah Shepard, a diving save, falling out of bounds, throws it to an Opelika like a bulldog. Layup is good, and there's a foul to go with it. I spoke too soon. Oh, there was another foul. Claire Barber had the and-one opportunity. Forgot about that. But Gabby Brown's going to have a chance at an and-one play as well. Again, Auburn just a little sloppy with the basketball. We've seen a lot of those right there, too. Passes that aren't necessarily needed. Right hand to Shepard, I think she probably could have held her balance, kind of falling out of bounds a little bit. Tried to throw it deep to Anavia Nelms, and a couple of Bulldogs were there. So just got to be a little smarter and value the basketball if you're Auburn High School. And one free throw is no good from Gabby Brown. And the Tigers have some more subs in right now as Pearl Simmons is also in the game as well. Anavia Nelms getting all sorts of pressure. She gets across the 10-second line. Here is Pearl Simmons. Gets to the lane and lost it. Had her lunch taken from her. And then Opelika steps on the sideline. Kennedy Caldwell comes up with it. Tried to turn up the floor and steps out of bounds. So it'll be Auburn High basketball. 5:03 to play in the first half. 31-7 is the Tigers' lead in the varsity girls game. Anavia Nelms will inbound from the deep right corner here in front of us. They'll throw it into Jalen White, contested and stolen. Just a pass you don't need if you're Auburn. Then they steal it. Anavia Nelms, it's 3-on-3 for the Dogs. Nelms carried it, I believe. Yes, she did. Again, Auburn just speeding themselves up. If you're Anavia right there, you have 3-on-3, but you're also up by a bunch. Maybe pull it back out, wait for it to be 5-on-5, more so for your offense rather than their defense, and just run something. See what you can generate with an awkward five in there right now. Opelika feeds down low. They've got the size advantage. Wild shot will not fall. Believe Hannah Shepard. And no, it's going to be Pearl Simmons who gets called on the hack. And so the third trip for the Opelika Bulldogs to the free throw line. About the only good thing they've got going for them in this first half. Auburn High yet to shoot free throws. But the Dogs need it more than we do, trailing 31-7 with 4:45 to play in the first half as Gabby Brown steps right back up there, missed her first, but knocks that one down. And she'll have one more, and Avia Nelms will sit down. Kat Foreman will sub in as Jalen White will also sit down. Kaylee Levitt comes in to be the second big along with Hannah Shepard. Second free throw is good from Gabby Brown. She has four of the six for Opelika in this quarter. She's got four of the nine for the Dogs altogether. 31-9, Auburn leads, 4:45 to play first half of the varsity girls game. Tigers moving left to right. On your radio dial, Kat Foreman will be the inbound. And she gets it in to Pearl Simmons. Brings it up and had her pocket picked. Was just lazy with the basketball at half court. Here comes Opelika. Jump stop and blocked. And then a foul coming. They're going to say it was Pearl Simmons. I don't believe that's Pearl Simmons. I believe we have someone else wearing Pearl's number. But for Opelika, that'll send the shooter to the line. Look kind of clean from my angle, and air balls the free throw. Nine is Auburn's lead, 4:37 to play in the second quarter. Second free throw following the air ball is too strong, but no good. Kat Foreman fights for the rebound, and then a jump ball forced, and that'll stay with Opelika. Shooter was Sanaya Bolger. So Opelika will have the basketball down to our left with 4:33 to play, trailing 31-9. They're in the half court. Kick it out. That's an open three. The best look they've had all night. Won't fall. Offensive board again for Opelika. That was just right place, right time. Smallest girl on the floor picked it up. Opelika has it. Now that's a long two that's way too strong, and Kaylee Levitt there to pull down the board. Tigers bring it across the timeline, 12 and white. Again, not Pearl Simmons. We'll try to get confirmation on who that is. Kat Foreman picks up a loose ball, kicks it back to 12 and white. And then a travel called. I don't think I saw that. It was 12 right here in front of us. I didn't think she shuffled her feet, but official says she did. And Auburn has a near platoon swap. Morgan Allen will come in. Sophie Arrington will come in. Jada Williams back in. Along with Reagan Small, Kaylee Levitt will remain on the floor. Under four to play, first half. Auburn leads 31-9. Opelika around the three-point line, tried to feed it to the wing, nearly stolen by Reagan Small. She had it and lost it as she ran up the sidelines. It's been sloppy, but it's been fast in this first half. 3:52 to play, second quarter varsity girls game here on 96.3 WLE. Appreciate you being with us on this Friday evening. Opelika has it on the right-hand side, guarded by Jada Williams. Lyric Mitchell picks up her dribble, nearly threw it away. Reagan Small cheats. Opelika throws it down low, but into the cheerleaders. Got to have a head on a swivel here tonight. My goodness, if you're not in the court of play, you could find yourself with a basketball in your lap. We've seen cheerleaders catch it, officials catch it, coaches catch it. And a wild one here so far. Arrington has it at the top inside the Auburn High blue and white A. 3.5 minutes to play, second quarter. Auburn's lead is 31-9. They'll whip a pass underneath. Morgan Allen wasn't ready for it. Kaylee Levitt is there to receive it, though. Throws up a contested shot, hard off the back iron and out, but she was fouled on the volleyball line jumper. And Auburn will get their first free throws of the evening. Kaylee Levitt steps up for the Auburn High Tigers, the junior forward. And too strong on the first. I told you in the pregame, Auburn has an 11-game winning streak over the Opelika Bulldogs in varsity girls basketball. Dating back to February of 2021 was the last time Opelika got a win against your Tigers. Both free throws were no good. And I believe they called a jump ball on the rebound, and that goes to the Auburn Tigers. No subs yet for Auburn. Still the same five. Sophie Arrington, Kaylee Levitt, Jada Williams, Reagan Small, and Morgan Allen. It'll be Levitt in the corner, working it around to the point guard, Jada Williams. We approach three to play in the second quarter. Auburn leads 31-9. It's Arrington at the top. She'll back it out, call out the play. Calling for a screen for Morgan Allen on the right-hand side. She's going to get it. Turns up the floor. Gets to the lane. Lost it on the way up. Good dribble drive from Arrington. She begs for a foul. Not going to get it. It's out of bounds. It'll be Auburn High basketball. Same inbound spot for Sophie Arrington. Got the bright pink shoes on tonight. She'll toss it in. Kaylee Levitt. Free throw line. Jumper left it short. Long rebound comes out into Kaylee Levitt's hand. Spins. Falls. Lost it. Williams comes up with it. Throws her body into another Opelika Bulldog. Somehow gets in the hands of Sophie Arrington. Kicks to the corner. Jada for three. In and out. Auburn can't come up with the board. And Opelika's able to clear. And then it's almost stolen. Jada Williams was so open trying to pick off the pass. She missed it. Here comes Opelika. They have numbers right to left. Now everybody's back for the Tigers. Right-hand wing. Auburn leaves her alone. Can't make her pay. Rebound fought for. Kaylee Levitt can't come up with it. Shuffled her feet in the lane on the shot. No call. We play on. Morgan Allen pulls down the board. Instead, it's a jump ball. Thanks to Zion Fears. And the possession arrow stays with Opelika. 2:21 to play in the first half, 31-9. Nobody scored in a minute. Sure, Opelika will change that now that I said it. Opelika baseline right. They toss it in front of the Auburn High bench. Head coach Courtney Pritchett not happy with something he saw. Airballed on the three, and Kaylee Levitt there for the rebounds. Auburn High starters set to check back in at the next dead ball. Arrington calls out the play. Gets the screen from Kaylee Levitt. She'll peel off the right-hand side. Hand off to Ray Small. Tigers nearly throw it away in front of the Opelika bench. Kaylee Levitt has to dive and save it. Arrington at the top. Goes right hand. Gets to the lane. Goes up through contact. Can't get the layup to fall. That's two good dribble drives. A diving effort by Levitt. And saves the possession for Auburn. 1:45. Williams is going to step up from 20 feet from two. Can't get it to fall. Arrington's there on the offensive board. The putback is no good. Ball was tipped out of bounds off of Auburn. Back and forth we go between turnovers and misses. This game has hit a wall. Auburn jumped out to a massive lead, 21-0. Opelika scored their first bucket, 20 with 26 seconds left in the first quarter. All five starters back in the game for Auburn. Opelika in the half court to our left. Lyric Mitchell, Tigers in a 2-3 zone. Ball knocked around off the shins of Anavia Nelms and stays with the Bulldogs. 1:28 to play, first half. Reminder that first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Russell DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Shot goes up. May have been blocked by Hannah Shepherd and a late foul call. My goodness, they waited on the shot to miss before they called the foul on Hannah Shepherd. We see that a growing trend in college basketball right now, unfortunately. Christian, my co-host on the line over on ESPN 106.7. We talk about that all the time. Just how frustrating it is. It's a foul whether the shot goes in or not. There's no reason for us to wait and see if the player misses it or makes it. But regardless, I digress. Kennedy Caldwell cannot connect on the first free throw. Lets it fly. Good spin. In and out. Counted in the RK. Jalen White, the eighth grade starter tonight at the center position, pulls down the rebound. Auburn with the basketball and a 31-9 lead with 1:15 to play in the first half. Winfrey has it at the top, has a mismatch, doesn't take it, trying to feed Jalen White. There's a mismatch down there too. She goes up and banks it off the corner of the glass. Jalen White having a good game. She's got six already, and we're under a minute to play in the first half. 33-9 is Auburn's lead. Opelika kicks to the far corner, lets it fly. High rebound, soared for, blocked on the putback, blocked on the putback again. That was Hannah Shepherd, who picks up two blocks in one possession, and Winfrey's going to walk it across the 10-second line. 40 seconds to play in the second quarter, 33-9. Auburn would love to add to it. Bounce pass to Shepherd, low block, spin, turn, bank shot, no. Rebound comes to Jalen White, and she's there again. Jalen White has six in the quarter, eight for the game, and Auburn extends their lead 33-9. We're under 25 seconds to play. Opelika right to left, thought about taking the three on the near wing. Instead, they'll kick it to the corner, tipped out of bounds. No, I thought Anavia Nelms got a hand on it. Instead, she did not, and it's Auburn High basketball. 16 seconds in the second quarter. Be sure you stick with us. We'll have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up. Tell you about this game. Also preview the boys' game a little bit as well. Anavia Nelms across the timeline with 10. Down low with 8. Hannah Shepherd tries to kick it to the corner. That's Winfrey for 3. Yes! Braylee Winfrey beats the buzzer. Auburn sees their lead grow 38-9 thanks to Braylee Winfrey's buzzer beating three. And Auburn will go to the locker room up by 29 points here at home against the Opelika Lady Bulldogs. Stick around. The Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Happy New Year from owner Justin Quinn and his innovative team at Sensegreen HVAC and Insulation. Looking for a clean, comfortable retreat for your home this new year? Contact East Alabama's premier and most affordable Carrier dealer at 334-641-5450 or at Sensegreen.com. Now extending up to $1,500 off any new system through February, Sensegreen offers competitive financing for all their sensible green solutions. This winter, for air that is warm and clean, call Sensegreen with Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
At the half, your Auburn High Lady Tigers lead the Bulldogs of Opelika 38-9 here at home. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. It's brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic, the East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Dominance for Auburn in that first half. They've done it all season long, but to do it against your rival like that here in front of your home crowd is really something special. And Auburn pretty much just having their way in the varsity girls game. But here's what's crazy. It was not clean. How many times did I see, and hopefully I told you, that head coach Courtney Pritchett was getting onto his team. He continues to coach in these big leads and these blowouts as well, and that's what makes him so special. We talked to him at halftime of the boys' game on Tuesday against Smith Station and asked him what he wanted to see from his girls in this game coming up against Opelika. He said, can they be focused? Can they be ready? Can they handle the environment that they're going to be playing in? And I would say so far they've done a heck of a job. They lead 38-9 at the half. Let's get you to some scoring stats here at halftime. They're brought to you by Troy Bank and Trust, the best of a local community bank with the technology, tools, and resources of a regional one. Troy Bank and Trust, the only bank you'll ever need. We'll start with the visiting Opelika Bulldogs again. Just 9 total points in that first half. They did not score their first bucket until the 26-second mark left in the first quarter. So, 4 points from Gabby Brown, who's not a starter. 3 from Claire Barber on the end. 1 opportunity, which was the first bucket for the Dogs in the game. And then just 1 more from Kimora Johnson, who was also not a starter for Opelika. So just 9 for the Dogs. For Auburn High, though, all 5 starters have scored in the first 2 quarters. We'll work our way from top to bottom. Caden Carr had 4 points, all of those coming in the first quarter. Sophie Arrington hit a big 3 in the end of that first quarter. It was a beautiful thing to see. Anavia Nelms had a bucket in the first quarter. She's got 2. Jalen White has been the best player on the floor so far tonight. She's the biggest, the tallest, and the strongest right now, and she is proving it. Is Jalen White, again, the 8th grader getting the start tonight for Isabella Paul. She has 8 on the evening. Hannah Shepherd had a 2-point bucket in the first quarter. Kaylee Levitt had a two-point bucket in the first quarter. And then there's Braylee Winfrey. All she did was drop 15 points in that first half to help Auburn get a lead of 38-9 at the half. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. We'll take a break. Come back and tell you what needs to happen in the second half. Try to give you a little preview of the varsity boys game as well. All that here on the Auburn High Sports Network. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W Lee. This is the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Hello, this is Coley Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Welcome back into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Auburn High leading Opelika 38-9 in the varsity girls game. Got just a minute or two before we get you ready for the third quarter. Auburn 2-0 in area play. Opelika is 1-1. And one of the main reasons this game is important, other than it being Auburn and Opelika, the Tigers can move to 3-0 tonight in area play. You only play six of them, right? You play Central, you play Opelika, and you play Smith Station twice in the season. So you start 3-0 on the year, you are in the driver's seat to get things going and defend your area title if you're head coach Courtney Pritchett and the Auburn High Lady Tigers. They tried to do that tonight, and they're off to a great start. Up 38-9 through two quarters, and the third quarter comes up right after this. This has been the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Third quarter action coming up next on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local, commercial, and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Now let's get back to the action on 96.3 W Lee. The second half of AHS basketball is presented by Gooch Performing Arts Center.
Start of the third quarter here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Your Lady Tigers lead the Lady Bulldogs over Opelika 38-9 here at home. The second half action of tonight's game is presented by the Gooch Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. See upcoming events at goochcenter.auburn.edu. EDU. Auburn High in the home whites tonight, top and bottom. Opelika in the road blacks on top and bottom. And we appreciate you being with us on the Auburn High Sports Network. I'm your man, Jacob Goins. And a fun Friday night here on the network. Girls game here, of course. We'll have the second half for you. We'll go into a quick post-game show, roll right into a pregame show, and get you ready for the Auburn High Varsity Boys as they host Opelika as well. And, man, this gym is absolutely packed. I can see a handful of empty blue seats on both sides as we are set up high above the Metropolis, no, just high above the court here at Auburn High School Gymnasium. We normally set up down there on the floor at the roadside or the visitor side scorers table, but, man, this type of a game, there's so many people down there. I'll be honest with you, we had some internet issues a year ago, and so we moved up top. Great view, great setup, Auburn High and James Sleeton. They've got us taken care of here tonight, so we're excited to be here, blessed to do what we do, and getting you ready to start the third quarter. Tigers moving right to left with the basketball. Caden Carr has it. She'll dribble drive with the left hand, throws up a shot, goes into the netting underneath. Rebound pulled down by the Bulldogs. Tigers trying to steal it from them. They cannot, and Opelika gets a stop on the first possession of the game. Left to right come the Bulldogs, means they'll shoot to our right. They toss it on an 18-foot jumper, too strong, and Hannah Shepherd is there to pull down the rebound. 38-9 is Auburn's lead. Here to start this third quarter, it is the five starters on the floor for head coach Courtney Pritchett, Anavia Nowms, Braylee Winfrey, Caden Carr, Hannah Shepherd, and Jalen White. Caden Carr got caught on the baseline. She thought she was fouled on a jump shot. Head coach Courtney Pritchett begging for a foul, as is Caden Carr. Neither one of them are going to get it, and we play on. Opelika on the right-hand side of the floor. That's a travel, didn't get called, and then Opelika hits the ground hard. Caden Carr with a body check. It was unintentional. Sanaya Bolger is the one who hits the floor hard. She pops up as okay. They end up calling a travel on 12 in black. So Auburn will get the basketball right back up 38-9, just a minute in to the third quarter. 38-9, Auburn. Caden Carr will walk it across the timeline, and Avia Nelms has it on the left free throw line extended, trying to find Carr straight away. She'll put it on the floor with the left hand again, and Avia Nelms now has it. She gets baseline, goes up, reverse layup is good. Avia Nelms gets her first bucket since the first quarter. And Auburn has their largest lead of the night. Excuse me, it's 31. Winfrey gets the steal. All alone, left hand finish. And timeout is called by Opelika. Is it a 30 or is it a full? We'll see what it is. And a full timeout is called. We'll take one with them. 42-9. Auburn leads Opelika in the varsity girls game here in the third quarter. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W. Lee.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
A similar start to the third quarter as we saw in the first. Back-to-back buckets for the Tigers. Timeout by Opelika, and it's 42-9. Auburn leading Opelika. Varsity girls game in action right now. 6:28 to play in the third quarter. And again, just a handful, a sprinkle of empty seats in this gym right now. As both baselines, one is open to my right. It is completely full. Auburn High expected to open up the left baseline very quickly. Standing room all behind me. Standing room on the far side of the gym as well. This is one of the biggest nights of the year inside this building. Opelika moving left to right. They bounce pass underneath. Caden Carr there to contest. Tigers tip it around. Volleyball style. And it comes into the hands of an Opelika Bulldog. Thought about the right wing three. Instead, they dump it down low. Jalen White there to defend. Spins into her. Forces it out. 20-foot jumper on the baseline. Not that time. Rebound pulled down by the Dogs. Ball knocked away. Caden Carr's got it. Ahead for Braylee Winfrey. All alone. Finger roll. Finish. And just too easy, man. This Auburn High team, when they see the ball on the floor, one of them gets on it, the others just take off down the other end, and it's almost impossible. But not quite a cherry pick as Opelika Tries to feed it down low. Believe they're trying to get down low to Claire Barber. No, that's not Claire. That is, apologies, that's a five, not a three. Zion Fierce. If you know anything about the Auburn High Sports Network, my eyesight is not the best. Where's Rob Pate when you need him? Hannah Shepherd there on the swat, on the six-foot jumper ball, knocked out of bounds off of the Dogs and into the hands. I guess it'll now be into the hands of the Auburn High Tigers. 5:34 to play in the third quarter. 44-9 is Auburn's lead over Opelika. And Navia Nelms will jog it across the 10-second line inside to Caden Carr. She'll bring it back out on the right-hand wing. Braylee Winfrey stepped back, thought about the three. Instead, she'll feed Hannah Shepherd, who kisses it off the glass. Talk to head coach Courtney Pritchett about Hannah Shepherd and the halftime show on Tuesday against Smith Station. He had great things to say just about her development, about how he used to get frustrated at those types of shots from Hannah because that's not what he's used to, but that's what she's good at. And he says they have a very unique relationship where they used to kind of get after each other about it. He said he lets her play now, and she is so talented at that position. There's a foul underneath the basket on the Auburn High Tigers. Braylee Winfrey will sub out Reagan Small. We'll see her first action in this second half. Auburn leads 46-9. Bulldogs in the half court to our right. They'll kick open three in the right corner, in the near far corner. Apologies. It's an air ball. And Jalen White is there for the board. Feed Hannah Shepherd down low. Dribble, spin move, fade away, bang. And that's the shot I'm talking about. That's the one head coach Courtney Pritchett said. You're not supposed to shoot it. It's not supposed to work. But for 11 in white, the freshman, it does. Opelika tries to bounce pass down low. Jalen White, rather, is the one to knock it out of bounds across the work. Tigers on the baseline. Just a gorgeous gym here at Auburn High School. Blue around the perimeter of the floor. It's got that bright white wood with the blue painted area, blue and white A at center court, the black circle around it. You've got Auburn written in white to our left on the baseline. Tigers written in white to our right. Just a gorgeous gym here at Auburn High School. Floater off the inbound blocked. Kaylee Levin pulls down the board. Here come the Tigers right to left. Caden Carr between the legs dribble. Puts her head down to the lane. Tough shot. As Caden Carr throws it basically off the top of the backboard. Has to pick herself up off the floor. No foul. We play on. Tigers have dropped 50 on Opelika with four to play in the third. 2-3 zone for the Tigers, an extended 2-3 zone. Jump shot from the baseline by Opelika is an air ball. It goes out of bounds, and Auburn will gain possession. A couple of subs in for the Opelika Bulldogs, Gabby Brown and Claire Barber, who are two of the starters, or one of the starters, rather. Claire Barber is a starter. Gabby Brown is not there in. Caden Carr starts to get aggressive in the offensive end. Goes between two defenders. A little Euro step for Zero and White. And gets it to fall. Good looking stuff from Caden Carr. She's got four in this third quarter alone. Opelika has an open three. Haven't hit one all night. It remains that way. Offensive board to a small guard on the floor. That's Lyric Mitchell. Opelika does not have a size advantage here, folks. They've just been right place, right time on every single offensive rebound. They just happen to be standing there, and it come right to them. I don't know what you're supposed to do about that other than box out, I guess. But Auburn fouls the shooter, and Lyric Mitchell steps up and confidently knocks down the first free throw, her first bucket, or her first point, I should say, of the game for Opelika, and just the fourth Bulldog to score here on the road this evening. And goes two for two. Two good-looking free throws from Lyric Mitchell. As Opelika will sit down, Lyric Mitchell, that'll bring in Kaylee Dowdell. For the Bulldogs, right to left on your radio dial with the Auburn High Tigers. Reagan Small, Caden Carr, Navia Nelms, Kaylee Levitt, Morgan Allen, the five on the floor. Bulldogs throw two at Caden Carr. She gets across the timeline with her left hand. She gets to the baseline, tries to go reverse, was blocked by the backboard. Kaylee Levitt was there. Put back won't fall. There's Caden Carr. She has back-to-back buckets on this end. Bowling-style pass underneath, and then a reach-in foul from behind. And just the first foul on Opelika this quarter. And so no free throws as of yet. Auburn has two. Nelms has it in the corner off the inbound. They'll work it to the top for Reagan Small. Guarded tightly, kicks to the corner. Caden Carr, left alone. Three is good. Caden Carr knocks it down from the corner. She's on fire in this corner. How about 7 points for number zero in the corner alone? Left to right go the Bulldogs. They throw it down low, and Anavia Nelms will get called on the reach-in foul. And believe we'll keep this between you and me on the radio, okay? Running clock here in this third quarter. 55-11 is Auburn's lead in dominating fashion here against the Lady Bulldogs as people continue to flood into this gym. Getting ready for the Auburn High, Opelika High boys game coming up in probably about 30 to 40 minutes time as Riley Finger subs in and a whole lot of others as well. As Opelika able to bury a three that time from Sanaya Bulger, her first of the game, Opelika's first three of the game. That bucket won't fall. 12 and White pulls it down. She goes up with the floater, and it is gone. As Taylor able to knock it down. Auburn High leads 57-14. Opelika looks to go back-to-back. Can't knock it down. 24 in black is Kaylee Dowdell. She puts up the offensive board. Tigers steal it. Here they come up the baseline. Out of bounds off of the Dogs. Right to left we go. Kat Foreman's got it on the right-hand wing. She'll toss it to Riley Finger. Elbow jumper no good. She hits the floor going for the rebound. Knocked out of bounds off of Auburn High. Okay. Again, running clock 35 seconds in this third quarter. Auburn leads 57-14. And here comes Opelika across the timeline again, left to right. Gets the screen at the top, turns the corner, gets into the lane, poked around, knocked around. Tigers trying to fight for it, and they get it. Here comes Auburn, 2-on-2 if they want it. Ahead for Kat Foreman on the right-hand side, lowers her shoulder, gets hit, hits the floor. Shot doesn't go, no foul either. And it's knocked out of bounds. It will be Auburn High basketball. I think Kat Foreman initiated the initial contact, but the extra shove was there. How about a three from Kat Foreman? Gets it off the inbound, and fire and ice is on hot right now. Kat Foreman gets it to go in the corner, and Auburn has 60 in the third. 15 in white, gets a big-time bucket. Shot is no good at the buzzer. Oh, my goodness, Auburn High is having fun on this Friday night inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. 60-14, Auburn leads Opelika. Back after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
The Auburn High Lady Tigers came into tonight with an 11-game win streak over Opelika. They are well on their way to making that 12. They have a 60-14 lead as we begin the fourth quarter, which will have a running clock here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Auburn High coming off a 68-26 win over Smith Station. Opelika coming off a blowout loss to Central, 67-33. Auburn scored 68 the other night. They have a chance to beat that here in this game against your biggest rival, the Opelika Bulldogs. Left to right comes Opelika, toss it inside. Claire Barber kicks it out, right wing three, not there. And a cross-court pass. Thought about the three on the far side in front of the Opelika bench. Instead, they kick a tip pass out of bounds. And it stays with the Dogs. 60-14, Auburn leads Opelika. Again, a running clock at 7.5 minutes. Dogs getting the landing blocked. Here comes Auburn. Jada Williams by herself. Right-hand layup is gone. Jada Williams gets on the board for the first time tonight. And Auburn is just having fun. Eight different Tigers Actually, nine different Tigers have scored tonight. As Claire Barber rips one from the right wing three, she airballed it. Bulldogs cannot come up with the offensive board, and it's out of bounds to the Auburn High Tigers, 62-14. As this one is all but wrapped up again, we'll have a quick post-game show as soon as these 7 minutes are done. Give you a quick scoring recap and get you straight into a boys pregame show. Jada Williams lets one fly from 18 feet in the corner. Can't get it to fall. Opelika is able to cherry pick Lyric Mitchell back in the game. Had two good-looking free throws in the third quarter. She gets her first made field goal in the fourth. And Opelika now up to 16 points with 6.5 to play. Auburn still has 62. Kick to the right-hand wing. That's Reagan Small for three. In and out. This place would have gone nuts. Rebound fought for. Reagan Small comes up with it. And the floater in the lane is good for Reagan Small. That's now 10 different Auburn Tigers who have scored this evening for head coach Courtney Pritchett. 6 minutes to play in the ballgame. Auburn leads 64-16. Shot was blocked and then a late foul call. Auburn was on their way down the floor. We talked about it in the first half. Another example of it in the second half. If you're going to call the foul, call it when it happens. Don't wait for it to come to a result. Don't wait for it to come to an end. If you're going to call the foul, call the foul. And if you're going to let it play, let it play. And the first free throw comes up short for the Dogs. That is 23 Kimora Johnson at the free throw line. And Opelika has another free throw upcoming. Olivia Quinone subs in for the first time tonight wearing number 22 in white. Second free throw is good for Kimora Johnson. Just five Opelika Bulldogs have scored tonight. Auburn has 10 in the game. We approach 5 minutes to play. Auburn moving right to left on your radio dial. Kaylee Levitt gets some open space and knocks down a right-hand floater from about 6 feet. Kaylee Levitt with a nice-looking shot. She had a bucket in the first. She's got a bucket in the fourth here for Auburn High. Under five to play in the varsity girls game. Lyric Mitchell lets it fly. Cannot convert on the three. And there's Jada Williams on the board. She turns on the Jets up the right-hand sideline. Crossover dribble at the top. She kicks to Arrington. Kicks to the corner. That is Olivia for a two. No. And rebound tipped around. Opelika comes up with it. That is Gabby Brown. And finally gets rid of it. And then a foul underneath. Actually, apologies. Opelika finally calls a timeout to avoid a 10-second violation. And it's a timeout. Is it a 30 or a 60? I can't tell. They say it's a 60, so we'll take a quick break here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Be right back. 66-17 is Auburn's lead over Opelika in the varsity girls game. Back in 30 seconds on 96.3 W. Lee.
Stay warm, dry, and ready this hunting season with premium gear from Winter Timber Outdoors. Suit up with the latest Sitka apparel, light and crispy boots, and premium dive bomb waders built for the toughest of hunts. And don't forget the feed. Grab triple clean deer corn, just $8.99 for a 50-pound bag. From the woods to the water, we've got everything you need to elevate your adventure. Winter Timber Outdoors, Auburn Opelika's premier hunting and shooting retailer.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
66-17 is Auburn's lead over Opelika in the varsity girls game. We've got 4:30 to play in the ball game and a running clock inside of Auburn High School gymnasium. Tigers on defense, and it's Opelika in the half court moving left to right, looking for their second three of the game. That's off the top of the backboard out of the far corner. Lyric Mitchell comes up with the rebound, looking for some help. She's stuck at half court. It's a break. Great trap by the Tigers and Sophie Arrington and Olivia Quinones, and a five-second call. How about the defense from 1 and 22 and white? That'll make head coach Courtney Pritchett proud. You know that. And you can expect Auburn's going to try and get this basketball to 22 Olivia Quinones. This place will go absolutely insane, including that Auburn High School bench. Sophie's got it at the top. Tigers moving right to left. High screen from Kaylee Levitt. Sophie rips it from three. Holy smokes. Sophie Arrington, her second three of the game. And no doubt about that one. That was good from Seattle. And it's 3.5 to play in the game. And Auburn has 69-17 lead. Opelika responds on the other end with a layup by Zion Fears. Her first bucket in the game. Here comes Sophie again. Tries to kick to the corner. She lost it. Now it's Olivia on the right-hand wing. Gets to the lane. She lost it and was fouled. Olivia was fouled. And believe it's only the second foul on Opelika in the quarter. Did they call that in the act of shooting? They did. Wow. They caught it in the act of shooting. That'll put Olivia Quinones, one of the five seniors on this team. She will step up with two free throws down to our left. Couple of power dribbles. First free throw from Olivia is no good. Opelika brings in a couple of subs. Clock continuing to run under 3 minutes. Olivia again, one of the senior guards on this team. Couple of power dribbles for her and lets it fly. And cannot get the roll. It touched every part of the rim and does not fall, but she gets the steal. Kicks to Sophie. Left wing three. Bang! Sophie Arrington. She cannot miss. Three made threes for the guard. She's on fire here on this Friday evening. Oh, my goodness. She's got six in the fourth quarter. Give her nine for the game. And then Opelika hits a bucket on the other end. That's Kimora Johnson. Give her three in the quarter. Give her five on the game. Auburn has a 72-21 lead under two to play. Jada Williams gets to the baseline and fouled. Gets to the baseline and fouled. So Jada Williams will head to the free throw line. My goodness, Sophie Arrington. She hesitated on the first three she made in the first quarter. But the two she's made in this quarter have been no doubters with 1:30 to play in the ball game. Again, running clock. Oh, I thought they called that in the act of shooting. I guess they didn't want to deal with it for Jada. Up 72-21. Kicks to the far corner. Quinones for three. No. Rebound pulled down. There's Kaylee Levitt to clean it up. Levitt's got four in the quarter, six for the game. Auburn with a 74-21 lead. Opelika to the lane and lost it. Arrington ahead for Kaylee Levitt. It's a little off and able to pull up. And then is fouled hard right in front of her bench. And we are under a minute to play in the ballgame. Auburn is going to get a fantastic victory here tonight against Opelika. Quinones, another three-point attempt. Can't get that one to fall. And Opelika pulls down the board with 45 seconds to play. 74-21. Auburn going to advance to 15-3 on the season, 3-0 in area play, and get their 12th win in a row against Opelika in varsity girls basketball. Just unspeakable things we're watching right now by this Auburn High program. A missed shot finds its way into the hands of Arrington. Kicks to Quinones on the right side, but a little too hot from the pass from Arrington to Quinones. Under 15 to play. Again, a running clock in this fourth quarter. Opelika going to bring it across the timeline. See if they run any offense or just dribble the thing out. 74-21. They'll run a little offense on the left-hand side. Baseline jumper at the buzzer. No good. Tigers pull down the board, and it is over. 74-21. Auburn takes down Opelika in the varsity girls game. They win their 12th in a row against the Bulldogs, and it's a good night to be a Tiger inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Stick around. Quick post-game show coming up right after this. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W Lee. This is the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hey Auburn, looking for a sweet way to celebrate after the big game? Head over to Sweet Frog Premium Frozen Yogurt right here in Auburn. We've got a wide variety of frozen yogurt flavors, more toppings than you can fathom, and even dairy-free Dole Whip for a refreshing twist. Locally owned by the Pate family, Sweet Frog Auburn supports Auburn High School athletics, local ministries, and community charities. It's the perfect place to make sweet memories with family and friends, and now with our expanded space, there's even more room to gather, celebrate birthdays, or host private events. Sweet Frog Auburn, froyo fun, toppings and flavors for everyone. What a sweet vibe. Go Tigers.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
In 1907, Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank. Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama. A steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
A big win for the Auburn High Tigers over Opelika in the varsity girls game, 74-21. Final score. We'll get you some stats here in just a moment. But, man, just a perfectly executed game start to finish. Auburn High moves to 15-3 on the season, 2-0 in area play. Opelika is going to fall to 8-16 on the year and 1-2 in area play. Tons of Tigers got in the scoring column tonight as Caden Carr, and she played well tonight. She really did. Caden Carr had 11 this evening for the Auburn High Tigers. Sophie Arrington had 9, thanks to all of those being made on threes. And Avia Nelms had 4. Reagan Small had 2. Jalen White had 8 points, all of them coming in the first half. Jada Williams got a bucket in the fourth quarter. Give her 2. Hannah Shepard had 6 points, 4 of those coming in the second half. Kat Foreman hit a big 3 in the far corner. Kaylee Levitt also had 6 points this evening for the Auburn High Tigers. And Braylee Winfrey leading all scores, as she typically does, with 19. Auburn gets it done 74-21 in the varsity girls game. But that is it for the varsity girls coverage. We switch to the varsity boys. We'll take a break, come back, get the broadcast started once more as Auburn and Opelika, the varsity boys game, coming up here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.